And welcome back to the Experience Me Boy Eli.
Me, Joe.
Hey, it's Daniel.
And if you know us right here, it usually means one of two things: gaming and game awards, and both of those are true.
Yeah, I
So
mean, it's that
this
time of year
year's game
again.
awards has been announced. We're gonna go over not all the categories, but more of the main ones we want to talk about. So that's gonna be Game of the Year, Best Mobile Game, because I know two of these dudes already have a choice. Fighting game and best adaptation, but we're gonna skim through two real quick ones because we want to give our two cents. So we're gonna start off with a good old, who do you think should be the best esports player of the year? Daniel, since it's been so while, you start us off.
Year after year, we see the nominees, and I'm like, I don't know any of these people. This year, I actually recognize one, Kakeru, and because he's the only one I recognize because, I watch Street Fighter, competitively and all that stuff. I'm gonna give it to Kakeru. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, I'm with you. I'm gonna give it to Kakeru. If those of you who don't know, he's an FGC player. He's one of the best from Japan, and recently he announced that he's retiring. I forget for what reason. Was it medical?
I'm not entirely sure,
No,
but
I
yeah,
didn't
he
even know
is
he was
retiring.
retiring.
It's been a long career for him. I think he's been at it for at least 20 years. So pretty crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, like crazy.
I mean, I would give it to Mena, but I also would have, I'm just gonna say this right now. I think we can all agree. Good boy, Xiaohai. You definitely deserve to be nominated.
Now,
That
seriously. Seriously, like, with how much he accomplished, yeah, I'm surprised he wasn't on this list.
dude made top. He's either won consistently or has made consistently the top eight of three different games in this
Yeah.
year.
Yeah.
Was it KOF, Street Fighter, and Fatal Fury?
Yeah, like, I haven't seen anyone, like, do, like, that much work, maybe since Sonic Fox, who's a godlike in Mortal Kombat, great at Dragon Ball Fighters, and I think Skullgirls as well.
Sonic Fox has always been really good at Skullgirls,
He
so
won that one year, though.
yeah,
Yeah,
what was it, 2022?
2020. It was a 2020. I know.
Yeah.
But everyone here is gonna be supporting an FGC guy, whether it be Mena or Kakeru. We're probably all gonna agree Kakeru because like he's the one that kind of deserves it. He is retiring.
Yeah.
Now for best adaptation. Oh yeah, I'm forgetting one, aren't I?
Most
Most
anticipated.
anticipated. Okay, the nominees for that was 007, game Grand Theft Auto 6, Wolverine.
Yeah, Marvel's Wolverine,
Yeah. I
Resident
got a
Evil
list here.
Requiem,
Yeah,
and The Witcher 4.
007, GTA 6, Wolverine, RE Requiem, and then The Witcher 4.
Yeah. Listen, I think we all know the game that everyone's excited about.
Yeah.
That's not even a competition.
I mean, it's the one that has a 50-50 chance of getting delayed again, but we're still going to vote it every year because that's what everyone wants to play. And I'd be lying if I said I'm not
Dude,
interested. I'm
when I
interested. I want to
heard that
play it.
stuff about Rockstar, I'm like, oh, this. I mean, it'll be funny if this wins like most anticipated game for next year, and yet it still doesn't come out.
Yeah.
It somehow comes in and wins another year. That would be the best.
It's crazy when you think about it, like how long it's been since Grand Theft Auto V and how much stuff happened over the years.
Yeah.
It's insane. But yeah, that it's always gonna go to Grand Theft Auto VI. But do you guys is there a game you're that's on the list that you're anticipating, or is it GTA 6 that you're anticipating the most?
On there, I probably might say 007 just because like that just looks like more of an interesting game to me,
Okay.
considering like everything James Bond is known for, like aside from like the, yeah, it's gonna be a shooter, whether it be first or third person, but I'm more interested in the gadgets. It's like, oh, what can we do? I can see it being like a very fun take on like assassination, like Hitman.
No, I get you. It's like a mix of Uncharted with Hitman.
How about you?
I don't know. It's honestly, I think Resident Evil Requiem. I think that it's looking like a very solid game, and
Yeah.
obviously, I think all the Resident Evil games up to this point have been sort of been hitting it out of the park, right? So, RE9, I mean, the way they announced it too, right, this year, Right? And
Yeah.
just like teasing you and teasing you, and then it's like, oh yeah, are you not?
Yeah,
It's coming out next
that's coming
year.
out soon. It's coming.
Yeah, I'm on the same boat. Like, I mean, I'm excited for Wolverine. I've been waiting for that one to come out for a long while too, but I'm
Yeah.
more excited for Resident Evil Requiem the most. It's one of my favorite franchises. It literally comes out the same day as my birthday.
Oh, that's even more.
Yeah, and
What a
like,
lucky
what's even
guy.
crazier
What a
is like
lucky
we'll be,
guy.
it's gonna be our 30th anniversary too, and we are literally the same age. So I'm gonna be turning 30 with Resident Evil, but also Pokemon as well,
That's actually
and
pretty good. I like
Persona.
that.
Like, it's crazy
It
how
was meant
all of
to
my
be.
it's crazy how all my favorite franchises are turning the same age as I am. But yeah, RE Worker, I'm probably the most excited for over Wolverine, but I'm excited for Wolverine as well.
No, I agree. All right, so that takes out the two obvious quick ones. Best narrative. You want to start there, right?
I thought we were doing
Oh,
best
best adaptation. Sorry,
adaptation.
man. I have not gotten that much sleep. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, so best adaptation. We got a Minecraft movie, Devil May Cry, the Netflix series, Splinter Cell, Death Watch, The Last of Us Season 2, and the Until Dawn movie.
I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I've only seen two of the nominations.
Like, I have a problem with these nominations, man. Like, I mean, I don't think The Last of Us Season 2 and definitely Until Dawn should not be there. Until Dawn was an awful adaptation. And The Last of Us Season 2, I mean, it's still not great because, but it's technically a good adaptation because it follows the same story as the game, which people have issues with. So it's not
They've
technically.
made a couple of changes from what I've understood
Yeah.
that make it seem much more questionable as an adaptation, though.
Yeah, but for most people, even like to some people that I talk to that aren't gamers or play games, you know, they watched the season and they weren't really like liking it as well.
Yeah.
But if I were to make any changes, I would replace Until Dawn and The Last of Us Season 2 with Sonic 3
Yeah,
and
dude,
Twisted Metal.
you, me, and are you agreeing with the statement?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I listen, either way, I think this has been a big talking point when the nominations were revealed that this Sonic 3 was not part of these nominations. And I know some people were trying to say like it didn't like make the nomin like it wasn't like in the time frame, but like
Yeah.
that's pretty bull. Last time I checked, it was in late December, which
Yeah.
gives them enough time. I mean, Smash Brothers was like another one of those where 2018 came out late 2018. It was ready to go for nominations for 2019, so it's like no excuses. Like,
Yeah, same with Indiana Jones. That came out late last year, and
dude,
but now it's recognized this year at the Game Awards. Like we have Troy Baker nominated for best performance for his portrayal as Indy.
that's gonna be a difficult choice because I'm not gonna lie, I played Indiana Jones. I recently finished the DLC, and I'm just like, man, Troy Baker's such a good voice actor.
I don't know what kind of black magic he did, man. He sounds just like Harrison Ford, and it's scary.
I was scared. It makes you wonder if Harrison Ford is actually still alive, and if he's secretly dead and possessed Troy Baker for a bit there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, out of those, the only two I've seen is a Minecraft movie and Devil May Cry. Minecraft movie is, in my opinion, like the perfect example of just a noise movie. It is just a noise. Like no much like that, like no hate towards the people who worked on it. It just like, man, this is not what I would have want out of a Minecraft movie, funny enough.
I mean, I would actually question why would we need a Minecraft movie,
That too.
but
I mean,
yeah.
from my understanding, there's like a big history behind the development of it. Like it was supposed to be a serious, like a epic fantasy style movie, but
That don't
there was
sound like Minecraft.
like
Ever
I
played
don't.
Minecraft Story Mode? Shut
Yeah,
up.
so like there's like a lot of different like things that happened behind the scenes, and then eventually we got the movie that we have now with Jack
Yeah.
Black, Chicken Jockey, Lava Chicken, yada yada yada.
Technically, out of all the ones here, it's probably the most successful one. And Devil May Cry, I'm not going to go into that.
I've yet to
Yeah.
see it, but I heard a lot of people, you know, were saying it
Listen,
wasn't good.
I'm very much a person who would say watch it before you make judgment. And I still stand by that. Because I feel like if I suffered, then you have to suffer with me. But like for me, I think that was just like not a great adaptation of the games. There's a lot of issues I have with that. Out of the two that I've seen, I might have to give it to Minecraft. I don't think it deserves to win. I think Sonic 4-3 deserves to win.
Yeah, Sonic 3 really,
That's the
like,
one I feel like it needed to be in there.
one, it
Sonic
needed
3
to be
definitely blew it
nominated.
out of
It
the
would have
park.
won.
Like it even made top box office. It pretty much what was that movie that came out, Mufasa?
Yeah, the Lion King prequel, whatever.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Mufasa could not beat Sonic.
Well, it was a prequel.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, I would argue that, like, that, yeah, it's, I listen, it deserves to be Mufasa. Nobody wanted to see that. I didn't want to see that, and I like the
Bro,
Lion
no one
King.
asked
No,
for the
you like
prequel.
the animated one. You don't like the live
Yes,
action.
exactly. That's what I'm about to say. Yeah,
No,
like,
what's more stupid is like the Mufasa did some retcons that were very questionable. Like apparently Mufasa was
yeah.
the adopted brother.
What?
Yeah, Mufasa's the
Yeah, no,
adopted
I remember
brother.
that. I'm
Yeah.
just like questioning, like, why would that? Why was that an artistic
Dude,
decision?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, like
I mean, for me,
I haven't
I'm gonna
seen.
have to go with Minecraft. I haven't seen any of the other ones. I mean, it's either gonna be Minecraft or Last of Us 2, if I'm being 100% honest.
Yeah, Last of Us 2, for if you are wanting these adaptations to be super serious and like Oscar worthy, or Minecraft movie if you're looking for the memes. It's gonna be one of
Yeah,
those two.
yeah.
Like I heard good things about Splinter Cell. I haven't seen it yet, so I would probably give it a Splinter Cell. But considering a lot of people are now realizing, oh, it's out now, they're probably going to give it a Minecraft movie because they haven't seen Splinter Cell.
Yeah, that's another thing. Because like, I wouldn't mind giving it a Splinter Cell, but I can't in good conscience recommend something I haven't watched.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'll run counter. It's probably gonna be The Last of Us season two again. Like, not because of how good it is, but I'm assuming it pushes the trend of like, look at how serious video games can be, right? You know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
A
know. Like
weird
that seems
there's
like,
a lot of weird nominations in this one.
yeah,
Yeah, that's where I'm going with it. I
like
mean,
I said, just get rid of The Last of Us, replace it with Twisted Metal season 2, and then Until Dawn with Sonic 3.
why do we? I
Seriously, if
don't
y'all
forget
haven't
about
seen
that.
Twisted Metal, go watch it. Like, first season's great, and then the second one even goes, it gets even better.
I think it's because it's on a streaming service nobody remembers.
Peacock, I think, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's on Peacock, but hopefully, over time, people will actually give it a shot at watch it. Because
Listen, if Halo somehow ga somehow if the Halo TV show was somehow able to live again through Netflix, it's possible.
I
And
mean,
this
is
guy
it?
didn't like it.
It got
Yeah.
renewed for a third season, so we'll still see more of
There's
it.
no
And
way
plus,
this guy didn't get it. Oh, I think he's talking about Twisted Metal. Oh, third Twisted Metal? Thank God. All
no,
right.
Twisted Metal.
Halo
Yeah,
season three?
no, no,
No.
no.
God,
I'm not
no.
talking about Halo. I'm talking about Twisted Metal. Like, it's getting a third season, which is great, and I think it's gonna help with what people wanted to watch the second season of Ted, so they'll see it. And I was like, oh, let's watch the Twisted Metal.
Yeah.
All I can say is that, like, if Devil May Cry doesn't win, you can bet that the creator is gonna have a bit of a meltdown on Twitter. I'm just
I
saying.
will love to see that.
Like, that guy has such an ego. Like, the only reason he made Devil May Cry was because he wanted to be the one to bring it back.
Even though, like, DMC5 brought Devil May Cry back, and
I will say, I don't think it's a Devil May Cry 5 is a good place to start your Devil May Cry journey. I'll say this right now. It's a good game. You can if you want to.
Look, it's like Metal Gear Solid 5. Like, I mean, you could start with Metal Gear Solid 5, but when you go back to the other Metal Gear games, it's going to be so different because you know how the game ages over time. So I'd
Yeah.
recommend just starting from the
Also,
beginning.
the appreciation of the stuff that happens in 5 is felt a lot more knowing the story of 1 through, well, maybe not 2, but 1, 2, 1, 3, and 4.
Yeah, so just play the game the way they were released. Don't go chronologically. You can skip 2. Fuck 2.
Fuck 2. I didn't even finish that game. I couldn't do it.
Like, it is the easiest third-person shooter ever.
Yeah, no, I like, I just, I was, as soon as I got to the final boss, I'm like, nah, I'm not doing this. I'm done.
Boring, bored
Just
out of your
look
mind.
up the clip from Super Best Friends when Wooly and Pat were playing Devil May Cry 2 as it slowly transitioned to Devil May Cry 3. That's me. That is the perfect joke of Devil May Cry 2. Perfect. All right, so best fighting game. This one has been like a thing that me and Joe have been talking about, and Daniel, I think you can concur to this. So the nominations are Fatal Fury, City of the Wolves, Capcom Fighting Collection 2, the Mortal Kombat Collection, Virtual Fighter 5 Revo World, is it World Tour or
World
World?
stage,
World
the
Stage,
stage.
sorry. There's two games of World something in there, so just, I'm sorry. And 2XKO. I think we're all in agreement it has to be City of the Wolves.
Look, we
Yeah.
cannot have this incident happen again. I mean, the last
You
the
can't.
2XKO is still in early access,
It's a
and
good game, don't get me wrong, but it's not out.
it's not a like it's only on PC. It's not out on Xbox and PlayStation. And like, we just can't have that happen again. I mean, the way that SNK was disrespected and basically lost to a Multiverses, which is no longer in service anymore, mind
Yeah,
you.
don't remember, don't forget, it was technically a beta.
It was, yep,
None of
same.
us knew this when it won. I go back and I'm like, we were either arguing like it was like, you know, King of Fighters 15 or Multiverse, but deep down in all, we all wanted KOF to win. But like, we were all like not realizing that, wait, it's a beta. And this was announced after they won.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I still remember, like I think back in 2017 for the Game Awards, the guys that did PUBG, they even came out saying like, we don't know why we were nominated. Our game is still in early access or beta, so we don't think we should be up there, along with Mario Odyssey and Breath of the Wild and Persona 5. And it's like, okay, well, at least you know they were nice enough to say like, we're not a complete game. We don't think we should be up there.
No.
And
Yeah, I remember
actually,
that,
recently
yeah.
we had something similar happen this year for best indie debut. But yeah, like 2XKO, not saying, you know, like it doesn't deserve it yet. It's a fun game. It's just, you know, until it is completed and available on all the other systems and out and it gets out of early access, I don't think it should have been there.
Do you think it's because they know they're just gonna lose to Marvel Tokon next year?
That would be so wrong if that's the case, but and you know, I was surprised too. Like, I'm not a fan of Hunter Hunter. I haven't even played the game or anything like that, but I'm surprised Hunter Hunter wasn't in this list either.
You know what? Another game that's not on this list?
Was that
Iron Saga Versus.
which one?
Exactly. Iron Saga Versus is a fighting game where you essentially play original mechs and reestablished mechs. So you have like Mazinger Z, Getter Robo. I forget the third one, but it's like one of the ones from the 80s and like original created like mechs. And it's a really fun game. But like, and it came out this year, March 21st of this year, and it's not on there. It's so indie.
That's super indie. I actually think of one that's probably much more indie, but I'll say that for another time because it is a long story behind about
Oh no, I get it. Because like
that
I looked up to see what fighting games came out this year, and a lot of them are just re-releases.
Yeah, pretty much.
Especially for like the Switch 2.
Like, well, no, obviously, because you know most of. Like they're just porting their stuff over to Nintendo now after they're saying, "Oh, the Switch is actually selling." But
Yeah, because I was gonna say, like, couldn't they technically just say Street Fighter 6 again because it came out on Switch 2? Like, I mean, let's be real. Like, they could have done
it's
it.
Mario Season 3, they could do it.
they could, technically could, but you know, but yeah. So 2XKO, if it's out of early access, sure, but it's not. MK and Capcom their collections and Virtual Fighter 5 is again like another re-release of
Also, like MK Collection was not a good collection.
I heard it's got a lot better now, like
It's
after
got a
some
lot better, but it took a while to get there.
yeah it's still there's still like a little bit a few issues that people want the want Digital Eclipse to iron out, but yeah it has improved a lot. But yeah, like Fatal Fury City Dwells, it's I believe
And
should
Fatal
have been.
Fury isn't a perfect game, but it's a very fun game.
No, it is.
Yeah. I think the online is still an issue, which is like same issue that I had with KOF 15.
Yeah, like you think they would like know how to handle it now? Because yeah, people were complaining about 15s online for the longest time.
All right, so I think that's an agreement. Everyone here is City of the Wolves, which I like City of the Wolves. I like it. I signed up for some tourneys, and I did pretty all right.
I mean, they got Ken and Chun-Li in there. I mean, I feel like that has to mean something, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, literally, like, the first season is free. Just,
Yeah, that too. First season
yeah.
DLC fully free. Like, I mean, come on, that's in the age of fighting games where all DLC stuff is like you have to pay like 20, 30 bucks to get all the characters or whatever. That's pretty cool. Like,
Yeah.
all right, so aside from that, all right, so we what's the next on the lineup?
I mean, we can talk about best mobile game if you
All
want to talk about
right. Yeah.
that.
I only agree to this because two I voted on this.
Well, it's just a funny category when you think about it. So I'll read the nominees. You got Destiny Rising, mobile Destiny game, right? Persona 5, The Phantom X, Sonic Rumble, as Jeff Keighley say, Uma Musume, Pretty Derby, and Weathering Waves.
I'm gonna let you two talk because I already know who you two. I have not played any of these games. I have nothing to say.
I mean, I feel like you can at least have some input on the Persona 5 mobile game. Would you like to play a Persona 5 gacha game?
No.
Daniel, would you like to play a Persona 5 gacha game?
I'm a huge Persona fan, but my answer is no.
The only thing I heard about that game was that there was a villain for the first one was just a guy who was just pushing people in front of trains. Is that because
Yeah,
that.
so basically, like the first like villain you're supposed to go against, which is basically the Kamoshida for Persona 5 Phantom X. It's basically it's this random like, middle-aged dude like running into high school girls, like shoving them and even like shoving them so hard they fall into like the train tracks and stuff. It's
Okay, Kamoshida is a piece of shit, but I don't think he did that.
Well, doesn't Kamoshida like assault,
Okay, we're good. Yeah,
girls as high school students? That's kind of listen. They're both equally bad,
different kind of assault.
but
yeah. Like people were memeing about that a lot, but then I still haven't played it. And it's like I'm not really into gacha, so I'm not gonna
I
play
know it was
that.
very popular, but I guess this is my one argument for against it is that it's technically a re-release.
Well, the Persona 5.
Yeah, because it started, and it wasn't in a Chinese game.
Yeah, it was
Okay.
originally only in China for like a couple years, and then it got a global release. Funny enough, similar
Yeah,
game.
like it started out in China, then branched out to Korea and Japan, and then over to the West. That's how like most of these are. I think Wuthering Waves is the same, maybe, or am I wrong?
Weathering Waves, because I've played that. It's kind of similar to Genshin Impact in terms of an open world like gacha game kind of thing.
Gotcha, Genshin
Okay.
Regen.
Like,
Yeah. It's a bit more post-apocalyptic S5, although it focuses more on like action, like parries and like dodge counters and stuff like that. But yeah, it has the same gacha stuff. You pull for characters, you grind for gear.
yeah. Well, speaking of grinding for gear and stuff, apparently, like in the original releases in China and Asia, it's much more forgiving than what it is here. Like they're really like dragging you out for money to get the good characters and gear and stuff, apparently.
Really? Wow. I didn't even know that about Destiny. Wow.
No, like no, not Destiny, Persona.
Oh, Persona. Oh, like, wow. That's crazy.
Like I heard that like people will like look over like Japanese players and are like hitting all the cool stuff. Yes, look at the pool. I got all the cool stuff. And then you see us Americans. Whenever we do it, we get the crap ones. And it's like, okay, here's another $500, and you still get nothing.
I wonder if it's because maybe we have more of a gambling problem than in Japan.
I was gonna say, if any. I was gonna say that might be the reverse because I feel
Like,
like.
no, I feel like it's because it's being handled by Sega themselves. Because Persona 5, they're being handled by the company that developed the game, while Persona 5 is being handled by Sega themselves outside of China, and I think in Japan and in America. But for some reason, they wanted to make it harder for the US fans and the Western fans.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, obviously, me and Daniel, obviously, we have our winner of this category. It's Uemusume, Pretty
Yeah.
Derby.
Yeah, like okay, so Destiny, I could care less. Destiny just
I
got
didn't even
worse
know
over
they
time
had
to me.
one. That's the strange thing.
I
Yeah,
forgot
Destiny
it
Rising.
did,
I
yeah.
mean, listen, yeah, who, like, I don't, like, if you want to play Destiny, just play the actual Destiny 2. It's free to play anyway. I don't know why you
Yeah.
want to play that on your phone, right?
Yeah, and then Sonic Rumble, I was actually kind of excited for that one. It's like, okay, yeah, like a Fall Guy Sonic game. So I've been waiting for that delay, 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 and then eventually it did came out. And it's like, look, I'm busy playing Umamusume. I don't know if I have time to play you, Sonic Rumble.
But
And
yeah, Umamusume is a game where you train horse girls, like anime horse girls, based off of actual real life race horses.
RIP that one one.
Hara Urara.
Yeah. Yeah,
She
Grass
was.
Wander too. Don't forget her.
A lot of them are dead except for, I think, Gold Ship and
Yeah,
Daiwa
Gold
Scarlet,
Ship
I
and
think.
Daiwa Scarlet.
Yes.
I hate that there's lore to this.
Well, I mean, it's built on lore to begin with, dude.
I mean, it's lore that's based on actual horse racing history.
Fair. Yeah, like
Like
straight up,
if you watch
this is the
season two of
battleship
if you watch
girls
season two of
again.
the anime, it's actually gives you like like the history of Tokkai Tail's career as a racehorse, but
Oh,
as
that's
a
cool.
horse girl.
Yeah, I think the anime does that a lot, where it's actually just essentially an anime version of the horse's like career, which, that's cool. But yeah, no, it's a roguelike. You train your stats for your horse girl. They go through different events and, try to get them to be the best horse girl they ever could be. It's fun. It's not too liking, complicated. I mean, if you want like the best like super S tier horses, then
Yeah, like
you
of
got to do
course
a
you
lot of
gotta.
stuff. But besides that, it's a fun, nice time to waste on your phone.
It is, and let me just put this out quick. Like I detest gacha games. I absolutely hate them. Every time I try to play one of these, I get to I have fun for a little bit, then I get to a point where like, oh, you need like to put more money in so that way you can level up your characters, get better gear, try to progress the story more, and it's like I don't want to do that, so I'm out. Umamusume, I do not feel pressure to do any of that whatsoever. I'm playing this game. I'm not gonna lie. I try to make some pulls for some certain characters in the game because I want to play to train the characters. But aside from that, like I don't feel pressure like to be better by trying to constantly get new characters, support cards, or anything like that. And that's what I do like about Umamusume a lot, compared to the other games. Like, and they're super generous too. Like almost every day they're giving away like free like in-game currency. Like almost every day.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, the game was out in Japan and the other Asian markets for like I think 2, 3 years now. So it's
Yeah.
kind of like I think they've mentioned that they want the global server, America and the rest of the world to like try to catch up as fast as possible.
No, yeah, like super, they're trying to like they're going really fast too, because we're supposed to be getting like some Halloween of Umamusume costumes soon in December, I think.
Yeah, it's funny to me because I think about it like because the game released in like early March. And we
Like,
got the
was it
summer
March?
banner in like what would have been like what Halloween was, I think.
Yeah, like we're getting rice shower, like vampire rice shower, and then a mummy Marzinski soon, which is crazy because, like, again, it's Christmas time.
Yeah, but yeah, I think we've made our case pretty clear.
I
Umamusume.
have no arguments here.
You're just in the you're like a grandpa or something, just hearing us talk about this random stuff. It's like, yeah, sure, whatever,
It's
sure.
funny when they first announced they're doing the mobile games, and I saw the nominations. I'm like, oh, I already know who won. It's Umamusume.
Yeah, but
I've
like,
seen you play it, and I'm like, I know Daniel's been trying to get me to watch the anime, which, sure, I'll watch it at some point.
I mean, just be thankful. I'm not the one trying to push you to play the game. I'm just pushing you to watch the anime, which I think is
yeah,
great.
I'm not pushing you to play the game either. Listen.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. This thing I'm very proud, happy about. Like, you two are not pushing it on me, but I'm just like, oh no, I already knew this was gonna win because like everyone I know is playing this game, and or if not, they know the memes of the
Dude,
game.
when like regular ass streamer, big streamers like Northern Lion and those guys started streaming this game, like that, you knew this game had a bit of a pull.
Oh no, I agree.
Like none of these other mobile games on this list had that impact, I think. And I think that's what might give it the edge.
Yeah, no, this is almost. I don't want to use this example because I feel like it's almost undermining it. But it's almost like when Among Us came out, like
Yeah.
that one hit like hard. It didn't last long because like obviously things happened and then like we moved away. But like, I feel like this is going to be a much more of a staying power because. One, it's like you guys said, it's a gacha that doesn't like force it on itself to you, and also fun anime girls.
Yeah, cute anime girl horse girls.
Yeah, they always win.
Yeah.
You can't argue that. They always win.
I mean, like we got our favorite girls. Like my favorite's El Condor Pasa,
The
the
wrestler,
Mexican
yeah,
lucha.
that's a good
Yeah,
one.
La Luchadora.
We'll see. All right, so we're all going with Unanimity on this one. What is the last category we're gonna talk about?
Hold on, let me
Did I
double-check.
miss one? We did best mobile game, best narrative adaptation. I think I'm missing one.
No, I think we,
Fighting game, we did fight.
yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that brings us to the last one.
Yeah, which is a game of the year.
Okay, this one is gonna be interesting. So the nominations for Game of the Year is Death Stranding 2 on the Beach,
Claire Obscure Expedition 33,
Donkey Kong Bonanza,
Hades 2,
Hollow Knight, Silk Song, and Kingdom Come to Deliverance.
oh right, I forgot there's a sixth one.
Yeah, no, a lot of people for I forget I was surprised they have six.
I mean, it's pretty obvious who's gonna win, right?
Oh yeah, I know. Here's my question: have you two played it?
Yep, I still need to finish it. Like, I'm bombarded with a bunch of games this year, and I haven't played Death Stranding 2 either because I'm a huge Kojima fan, so I'm
Yeah,
ashamed of myself not getting it.
he
But
is.
yeah, I mean, so many good games came out. I heard from people. I have a coworker at my job that was. It's telling me to play Hades 2. I was like, hey man, look, I want to play Hades 2 as much as you want me to play it. I just can't play the first one as well. Hollow Knight, I actually haven't played the first one yet, so I'm gonna play I need to make some time to play Hollow Knight
Didn't you
before I
play
play
Hollow
Silk
Knight?
Song.
No. Oh, you played Shovel Knight.
Yeah, I played Shovel Knight, which is a
Oh
lot
yeah,
different
like
than
Shovel Knight,
Hollow
very
Knight.
different from Hollow Knight.
Instead of a Metroidvania, well, I mean, it kind of is, but it's more Mega Man-esque than Shovel Knight. But yeah, it's still a very good game.
Yeah. Well, kind of like DuckTales because you jump on your. But yeah, Donkey Kong Bonanza was a lot of fun. I
Oh, yeah.
literally, like, for the first half hour, I was doing nothing but breaking, like, the first room in the game.
It's so primal and feels so good.
Yeah, just
Yeah.
breaking everything and stuff. Again, I haven't played Death Stranding 2, Hades 2, Hollow Knight. I haven't played Kingdom Come: Deliverance. But I have played Claire Obscura Expedition 33, and it is an amazing RPG. And
Oh, definitely.
I'm gonna, I mean, Donkey Kong Bonanza was great, but I'm probably gonna give it to 33.
You have only played a little bit of it, right?
Yeah, I've only started Expedition 33. Like it's not even like maybe an hour or two into the game. So, listen, I'll say this right now: the opening is a very good opening. Like it's a good hook for for people. Like it definitely tugs at the heartstrings. You understand this like the purpose of your main character, all this stuff, like and the gameplay does feel pretty solid for turn base. So, in my brain, I'm like, okay, I can see myself playing this for the next 30, 40, how many hours it's going to take to finish this game. It's just, I've also been busy playing games as well. Like, I think I had a whole week where I was just trying to get through a bunch of games I haven't had time to play. And, it's on the list. When I have some more time, I'll definitely put the grindstone to it.
I completed the game. And I'm gonna be 100% honest. No, this game is 100% a game of the year contender. It's very unique to itself. It's got its own things going. It also has a good, and I don't mean like a good story and like in like the game itself, but like a good like IRL story. The fact that this was made by like 32 people and a dog. And the fact that they're all for the majority of the crew was mostly former Ubisoft devs who were like, let's make the game that we want to make. And they essentially like knocked it out of the park, like grand slam, knocked it out of the park. You understand the references to baseball stuff. So I kind of like, for me, like this is like the epitome of like what gaming is. It's just people who want to make a game that is fun, that is something that they want to see others enjoy. The story in itself is so good. Like, I enjoyed the game so much that I ended up grinding so much that the final boss was nothing to me. I broke the game. Like, the only thing I had left to do was fight Simone, and I hear he's gonna be a lot tougher, and I'm just like, oh God, oh, here we go. And no, I'm definitely planning on like beating the f fully completing the game because that's something I'm gonna have to do. But no, yeah, for me, Expedition Time 3 is without a doubt like game of the year. You just...
Well, I mean,
Oh,
let's
you
see.
already said it was getting you for your.
Well, no, I was gonna say, I mean, the other only game, only other game I played on the list was DK Bonanza,
Yeah.
which I mean, yeah, like I think I can, I think everybody here can agree it was a fun game. Listen, even though I didn't play it, I feel like because of the Jeff Keighley connection with Kojima, I don't know. I think Death Stranding 2 might win this one. I'm not saying it's rigged, but I'm just saying
You're saying it's rigged. I mean,
I'm
there's like
not
a
being
chance
shy about
because
it though.
from what I heard, like it improved a lot from Death Stranding 1, because I remember like Death Stranding 1 was so polarizing with the direction they took, but then Kojima like took those some of the criticisms and made them a lot better now in the sequel.
I mean, you're right. It Kojima, like no disrespect to that. Sometimes, yeah, sometimes he goes a little too far in some places. Don't get me wrong. But that game, like I didn't play it, but I did see like the final boss with Troy Baker's character, you know, where they go guitar mode, and I'm like, ah, Kojima, you got me, you son of a gun, you got me again. Just yeah.
I mean, you know it's Kojima whenever he pulls out some crazy stuff like that, and
Oh yeah, no.
that's what makes his game so memorable.
Yeah, no, you're wrong. You're right. But not like for me, it has to be Expedition Time 3. Like I said, there's a story to it. It's also just something unique to itself. It's not really. I feel like a lot of people are saying it's trying to reinvent the turn-based RPG, you know, genre or whatever. I don't feel that. I feel like the you know each like every turn. Every RPG has its own uniqueness to it to each other.
It's like
Doesn't
a
matter.
more active Paper Mario when you think about it.
Yes, exactly. And it's very much like for me something that I felt like was needed a long time ago. Like we need a good turn-based RPG, and I'm glad we got one with this. That's for me. Donkey Kong Bonanza for me though, I will say I liked the game, I enjoyed the game, but half the time I felt like it was just like you know, I'm just pressing the button.
Felt like it was too easy.
Felt like it was too easy. I think I should have been playing it on a lot, the harder difficulty.
Like it did give you like a lot of freedom, because if you can't solve the puzzle or anything like that, just break stuff.
Just return to monkey.
Yeah.
Which is a good concept. I enjoy it. That's about all I got to say, Jeff.
Yeah, I think I mean I'm making my case for Death Stranding too, is I don't know, just like I said before, not rigged, but like, yeah, I could see them going for it. I agree as well. You know, DK Bonanza, I enjoyed it thoroughly, but at the same time, you know, it definitely felt like just mash punch and you win. Although I will admit, the final boss was very intriguing. I was very surprised by it. You
Yeah.
know,
Yeah.
how many phases did he have? A lot. You know
Not
what?
enough, some would argue.
You know what? For a character who hasn't made their appearance in like over 20 years in like the main DK games, I fucks with it.
Oh, yeah. He was
Agreed.
such a welcome return. People were wanting him to come back.
Oh, when his theme played, I was like, ah, yeah, here we go.
And they did a throwback to the first game too. It's like, oh snap, you know, it's serious.
Like all of them are good games, but I feel like it has to be Expedition 33. It has to be for the story that we've written for Expedition 33, that how small of a studio it was, that supposedly the guy who made the music was found off of SoundCloud. Not really, but you know, that just tells you know.
Like, I mean, we gotta start paying attention to SoundCloud, because that's where like some of the best composers are now. I mean, for
All
I
agreed.
think Balatro got the music, you know, from a composer on SoundCloud as well.
Nice.
But
Yeah. And that almost won Game of the Year last year.
did, and yeah, that's about it. You guys have any other comments? No.
None. I mean I don't mind talking about more about the nominations, but I feel like we'll be here forever.
Yeah. So.
Especially because like I didn't play that much games. I've been kind of replaying some old games. I spent most of my time playing through both the Ace Attorney games.
Yeah. I mean, Since we're like, we don't want to go through so much of it, you might have to do a rapid fire.
I have to look through the nominations.
Like, I won't, like, I already have it in my mind. Like, I won't even go into the details why. I'll just spit them out.
I'll go for it, man.
All right, so best performance. I'm gonna go with Konatsu Kato from Silent Hill F. Best debut indie, Dispatch. Best dreamer. We're going to give it to Charlie for Moist Critical.
No one wants to do the VTuber.
Look, I'll give her credit. Like, she did try to tell people, to stay home and keep their social distancing in Grand Theft Auto. You can look up that clip, but what was I going to say? Gains for Impact, South of Midnight, Innovation
Still
and
haven't played that game. Is that game that good?
I like it a lot. I would give it like maybe a 7.5 to an 8 out of 10,
Fair.
but it's a fun game. I do like some of the stories and the themes it handles. And then let's see, accessibility. Actually, it's funny because I played South of Midnight, but I didn't realize any of their features. But I'm gonna give it to Doom, The Dark Ages, because they went a lot with the details of how you want to make the game, play and everything. But yeah, I think that's all I have for now. Like.
I can't think of all of them off the top of my head, aside from the ones that we just mentioned. But if I were to talk about best voicer performance, I kind of want to give it to Charlie Cox, my boy Gustav, Daredevil himself.
Look, you have a, yeah, I was about to say, like, Daredevil, look, he's awesome as Daredevil, but, I mean, come on, it's gonna be either Ben Starr, Konatsu, or Troy Baker.
Yeah, no, I kind of want to throw it out there just because maybe this will incentivize him to play the game. He has not played the game. It's like, oh, I won an award. I guess I should play this game. What about you? You got any?
I think the only one I can think of off the top of my head was best strategy slash sim game, which I guess I would throw my hat for Jurassic World Evolution 3. I mean, I've been playing a fair amount of it. It's fun. I mean, it's Park Builder, Jurassic Park, that's
Yeah.
fair. It's fun.
Like for me, I would give it to Final Fantasy Tactics.
Although I will admit, it is kind of weird that they're in the same category, even though they're vastly different types of games, but
Yeah.
whatever. It
Yeah.
should have its own strategy category, personally, but
Yeah. Oh, well, best racing or sports and racing. I'm gonna go to Sonic Crossworlds.
I honestly have only played Mario Kart World Tour, and I thought it was fine. I didn't mind it,
It's
but I get.
fun, but yeah, the whole idea about going open world, it's a huge gamble. I mean, because like we've seen some other racers do that, like Burnout Paradise, and I think Forza Horizon is the same. Is it? I never played Forza.
I haven't played it either. I mean, it's
Oh,
kind
I
of
thought
like the
you
Crew
have.
2, right? Wasn't the
Yeah,
Crew open
Crew
world?
2 was open world. Yeah,
I mean, I
and
think
like.
the problem with that one was the big problem for me with that one was just like how some of the courses connected to each other. I feel like there should have been like a lot more interesting courses around there. But
Like,
yeah, I'll
yeah.
give it a Sonic too. I think that one just deserves it.
Like, it is a much better racing game, and it's funny that this happened twice because I think around when Mario Kart 7 and then Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transform came out, Racing Transform was the better was better than the Mario Kart.
Yeah.
But yeah, aside from that.
That's all I got, man. You?
Yeah, so
He's
that's
playing it right now. He's playing the Derby game right now.
What? Listen, all right. I'm just playing through the story mode. It's all right.
Who are you training?
Oh, well, I'm not training anybody. I'm just playing like the story mode, like the actual like story mode. Like
Oh, okay.
I just trying. I haven't finished it yet, so I just doing it, just to do it.
All right, let's put an end to this. So we'll be back again to talk about the results and maybe any reveals that catch our eye, because that's the one thing we were all going to be talking about too, is just the reveals. Be sure to look out for that. And if you let's just put that it's the end. I'm so tired. I can't think of the way how we end it. But if you enjoy what you heard, be sure to follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And on Instagram, we'll find a link to all podcast sites we're officially part of, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, all the like, and a link to the YouTube for you. Honestly, just want to put a face to the voice, and be sure to like, to comment, subscribe on that, and a Patreon written form of support. One, this it puts an end to what is going to be an interesting end of the year for the gaming sphere. Hopefully things will be interesting. December 11th, we will be talking about it probably a day after because I think it's a Wednesday, Thursday, right?
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's always on a
Thursday. Yeah,
Thursday,
we'll
yeah.
probably make some time to record it and have it out by then. But anyways, if you can just enjoy what you heard, be sure to do all that. I'm about to start the ending again. But it's been me, boy, Eli.
Me, Joe.
It's me, Daniel.
And be sure to watch those Game Awards and give us your thoughts on who could win. Anyways, you guys have a good one. Peace.